Brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said it from the cross, it is finished. The achieving and winning of your salvation is done. Just as the Old Testament prophets prophesied, and just as they promised, as God himself promised. He promised over and over again that one day he would die, that he would shed his blood as the only sacrifice that would atone for all sin, for every sinner, and for you. And now he's gone and done it. Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, suffering servant that he is, has redeemed all of you, lost and condemned people. Surely he has borne our griefs, Isaiah said, and carried our sorrows. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So when it comes to the promise of salvation, everything is fulfilled. It's finished. Son of God Jesus has purchased and won you from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. It doesn't get any more "it is finished" than that. As God promised again through the prophet Isaiah, Good Friday, suffering servant Jesus was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many. Many is all-inclusive in the Hebrew. In other words, when Jesus bore the sin of many, he bore the sin of all, and that includes you. This means that God does not count your sin against you. Why is that? Here's why. It's because he counted all your sin, even the world's sin, against his son Jesus as he hung on the cross. He who knew no sin was made to be sin, so that you, the sinner, can have the righteousness of God that is Christ's. All your sin is on Jesus, and now all of his holiness is on you. Yes, the salvation job is done, finished. Nothing more can be done. Nothing more needs to be done. Jesus did it. He's the Savior. The arm of the Lord has been revealed in the Good Friday dying of Jesus Christ. Now, of course, if we judge things by human standards, servant Jesus appears to be the most unlikely agent of such a salvific mission. Because, as Isaiah said, he was despised and rejected by men. That's quite puzzling and mysterious. However, the mystery is solved and yet even heightened all the more when the rationale for Christ's ghastly, torturous death is made known. His griefs, his sorrows, and his stripes are not anything that he earned by his bad choices or sinful or evil behavior. Pilate said over and over again, "This man has done nothing wrong." And Hebrews 4 says that Jesus was without sin. But Jesus, innocent and perfect Jesus, was wounded for transgressions that he did not commit. He was bruised for iniquities of which he was not guilty. He endured the chastisement and the stripes that every sinner deserved and that every sinner cannot escape. Because the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, you, the guilty, go scot-free. You are forgiven. You are acquitted before God. From the anguish of his soul, or as Hebrews says, through his prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears offered from the cross, Jesus then is the source of eternal salvation for all of you. It is finished. Indeed. The salvation task is done, accomplished only by Jesus for you. He died for you. Salvation is yours. To which faith says, Amen. Thank you. And as you believe, so you have. Happy Good Friday. In the name of Jesus. Amen.